Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Part of my day, I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Karen Kerrigan is here. Karen is a 22, almost 23-year member of our Brain Trust, president of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, SBEcouncil.org. Pound for pound, nobody does more for small business or has a more important voice for small business than Karen does, and she's one of our heroes. Karen, welcome back.
Hey, Jim. Great to be with you today. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you back. So, Karen, everybody knows about the Paycheck Protection Program, the PPP. Most people know about the emergency disaster income loan system, the EIDL loan, as they call it sometimes. Those are two great programs that have kept a lot of small businesses afloat. I've heard back from many small businesses who told me that they were literally able to blend that money into their revenue and get themselves back on footing. That if they hadn't been for that money, they would not have, there would have been a gap there. They would not, maybe not have recovered. Not, I mean, a lot of people, it didn't help everyone but to survive, but it helped a lot of people to survive. Is more of that needed? What does it need to look like? There's a petition being circulated in the House of Representatives that you're talking about. Give us a report.
You bet, Jim. Yeah, I mean, look, there's $138 billion left in those PPP
funds. Is it still available? You can't get it, but could they redo that?
Well, yeah. I mean, the money's sitting there. There has been legislation passed through the House and the Senate. They just have not come together on sort of redeploying that, restoring the program, modifying the program, making fixes, allowing for a second draw, expanding the expenses that can be forgivable. You know, just common sense things that would allow more small businesses to use it and those who have taken a first loan get a second loan. So, but the problem is there hasn't been this agreement on a comprehensive package, right?
Yeah.
So there's the PPP Extension Act, which was introduced by Rep. Steve Chabot, the ranking member on the House Small Business Committee.
Yep.
Includes a lot of these bipartisan measures, and a discharge petition, has sort of come to fruition. It is ripe. That would force that bill, sort of like a standalone package for small business. If Congress cannot do anything, just please help small business.
Yes.
So that if we get to 218 signatures on the discharge petition, they would vote on this small business recovery and relief package.
And then what? If they get that done, then what?
Yeah. Well, then, you know, basically if it passes the House, it would likely go to the Senate and pass and
right.
go to the president's desk.
But so this should be a standalone. There should be carving out help out of the current debate that they're having, that they seem to be at an impasse over, the trillions of dollars. This should be a standalone movement just to free up the other $130 billion.
That's right, Jim. So we're at 145 signatures now, all Republicans. We need some Democrats. But I have to tell you, Jim, that just the presence and the momentum behind this petition has really made Nancy Pelosi get back to the table.
Yeah.
And to negotiate with Mnuchin, because she was getting a lot of pressure from her Democrats in those, you know, close races, you know, those new members who said,
right.
we're going to sign this petition if you don't get something done.
Mm-hmm.
So it has, Jim, there's momentum behind this. You know, ideally we could get more Democrats on, because we only have 198 Republicans who can sign this. We need
right.
218. So we need 20
more
Democrats
yeah.
to sign this. 20 Democrats in order to, you know, get this to
where,
a vote.
Where are the
so
blue dogs when you where are the blue dogs when you need them, right?
Well, there aren't that many of those left. Right?
I don't think there are any left. They're gone. I think the last one
yeah.
the last one is like that Tasmanian tiger that died in 39. They're gone. But here's an interesting point that must be made. If there was $130 billion left in the fund, and it was open through August 8th. And that money was there. I reported that much money for almost a month was still available. If people didn't come and claim that, was it because they, I mean, I've heard some people say they didn't understand it. They were afraid of it. They didn't, you know, their bank didn't help them. But I wonder if those are real good excuses. And so is it such that people who need the money that weren't able to get enough, they needed more money? What do you think?
Well, Jim, I think there's just some restrictions on the program that didn't align with the needs of small businesses on the ground.
Right.
You know, sort of that restrictive 8-week window.
Right.
So,
this bill would allow
small businesses to pick their 8-week window between now and the end of the year to say, look, at this where I can maximize my forgiveness by selecting my window.
But didn't they extend that to 24 weeks, though, Karen? I thought they extended.
Yeah, but, you know, they did. But they extended it to 24, but then there were some, and that was very helpful in lifting some of the restrictions. But also there was some easier application, easier forgiveness. I think there's more certainty around the program right now.
I think you're right.
Small businesses. They're saying to themselves, you know what, now that I look at the rules, the bank knows the rules, this will be forgiven, you know, versus, boy, is this really going to be all loans?
So what you're saying is because of the onerous terms in the beginning and especially the 8-week period and the 75% per payroll, you think some people said, I can't meet that, so therefore I'm not going to go get it, and then they never came back. You think that's what may have happened? I think you're right.
I think so, Jim. And I think some small businesses, they're just like, okay, now is the time that I can really use this money.
Right.
And, you know, versus, like you said, as soon as you got the money in your bank, you had to start using it, you know, in order to get forgiveness. So, you know, having that flexibility, you know, to choose your 8-week window, I think is really very important to do. And also it gives a little bit more clarity and simplicity to self-employed people where they will be able to use this money, and it really does target the smallest of small businesses.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of new changes in the program I think will help a lot more small businesses.
Well, I think there's no question about it.
But we need it restored. It's been
closed
since August 8th. Congress has not been able to come to an agreement on a comprehensive package. So we've been pushing, like, look at small businesses are the fabric of local economy.
No question about
small businesses local economies are going under.
Hold on to that. And when a small business collapses, at least one family collapses, maybe more. When we come back, I'm going to get Karen to talk to us about where are we on the forgiveness part of the PPP program, the reconciliation on the other end. After the break, 20 after, Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, sbecouncil.org. That's her website.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.